Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Paul Williams is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Paul Williamson, R. Paul Williamson, is the name on the book, Winning the Energy Wars. He's also the founder and the CEO of the nonprofit organization Sustainable Systems of Colorado, and he's an energy expert. He's been on the show before talking to us about energy and different options and the fact that the United States does not have a comprehensive energy plan, which I find absolutely mind-boggling. And he's our member of our Brain Trust, Paul Williamson. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, it's good to be here and good to talk with the audience about some energy planning.
Good to have you back. Paul, how stupid is it that the largest energy consumer on the planet and a country that has some of the maybe the most diverse energy sources and one of the potentially largest producers, that something that's that much a part of our lives, that we do not have a comprehensive energy plan? How stupid is that?
Well, it's kind of incomprehensible, really, and I guess that's what got me going as far as writing Winning the Energy Wars, because I just couldn't believe it myself, and I thought, well, as I do my research, I'm going to find some plan out there that I don't know about, but I tell you, there is nothing out there. There's a lot of people that think they have a plan put together for the next couple of years or whatever, but there is nothing that's comprehensive that really takes advantage of the resources that you talk about.
Well, the thing that bothers the people who scare me are on both sides of the aisle. The people who can't talk about anything but fossil fuels, and the people who don't want to talk about anything to do with fossil fuels. And there's got to be a way of putting together a plan that uses what we have to our advantage right now, while simultaneously building something that over time, maybe even over 50 years, replaces the energy that's not renewable, the carbon-based fuels. And what I've said for a long time, Paul, I probably said this to you, is if America wanted to, we could put our resources and our energy to work together, and we could own the alternative energy industry for the world.
Absolutely, absolutely. We have I identified about 80.
Pardon me, Paul. And without wrecking the economy, we could do all that.
Exactly. I agree with you for the people that want to switch automatically one day, and I talk to audiences and they get enthused about it and they're ready to do it. But we all know that we want to continue to keep our lifestyle and our business work going forward. But if we had a plan where we could gradually transition ourselves from finite right. energy resources to sustainable or infinite energy resources, and like you said, whether it's 50 years or 100 years, in my book, I lay it out for up to year 2100, thinking that, given us 90 years here,
you got to be thinking in those terms. You got to be thinking multi-generational. I agree with that. And I'll tell you something. One of the alternatives is not ethanol. In my opinion.
I think when we look back at this whole time period, ethanol is probably going to be one of the biggest boondoggles that we've seen.
No, there's no question about it. I mean, look at all the money that's been spent on that. And every gallon of ethanol that's made takes more than a gallon of carbon fuel to make it.
Well, yeah. But one thing that it has done for us is opened our eyes to the need for planning. Because needless to say, when we jumped into the whole ethanol thing, we thought that it was going to be our salvation, and it has really added to the bottom line of our farmer businesses, but it wasn't planned out. It wasn't through as to what it takes to make it. Now the technology is moving us in the ethanol area. It's moving us into cellulosic ethanol, which uses waste products from grain and that. And so,
the throughput is not the problem.
Is that correct?
It's the process is the problem. It's just not efficient. But you know, the thing that is just when you think about the people who, for example, I think you and I can agree that in the next 4 years, President Obama is going to push an anti-carbon agenda. He believes in that. He's doubled down on that more than once. When he didn't sign the Keystone Pipeline into law, when he blocked that, we know he's declared a war on coal. He's gonna push an anti-carbon agenda, and I think that's gonna be it's not gonna help anything. It's gonna hurt the economy, and what do you think about that?
Well, I think from both sides of the aisle, as you were saying, I think there's some advantages and disadvantages, and I don't think there is any call for going extreme one way or another. I think there is a call for, okay, let's look at what, any good planner looks at his or her resources, sees what's available, sees what the possibility is,
right,
and then you put together a long-term plan, and it's going to have to include coal, because right now we're not quite 50%, and with the natural gas boom, it's going to be a little less as time goes on, but of what we get our electricity from.
But
you have to have a plan on how you're going to do it. And that's what I tried to do in winning the energy wars, at least give some scenarios as to how we could get to that point.
Well, you're one of the experts in alternatives, in alternative energy. You're putting your money where your mouth is. You're not just pontificating about it. You're actually doing some work on this. And am I correct in saying that as beautiful as the alternatives could be, as wonderful as renewable energy sources can be, they're not ready for prime time to take over and replace carbon-based fuel. Am I correct about that?
Absolutely. We don't have enough of them.
So to keep pushing that agenda and harming the carbon-based platform that we have, is only one thing can happen from that, and that's to hurt the economy. Am I correct about that?
Well, it is, because unfortunately going along with that is all the jobs and all the business opportunities that are going overseas.
That's exactly right. And folks, if we had a plan, if we really had an energy plan, we could have inexpensive energy, and we could limit our imports significantly. I don't know why we don't have. When we come back, I'm going to get Paul to tell us about some of these alternative options, that he is working on. It's pretty exciting. 20 after. Paul Williamson is our guest. His book is called Winning the Energy Wars.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.